Hello friends, here is scary story. Story name: The One in the Mirror. Open your eyes, MJ, please, I need you to see. I didn't dare open them. The voices have been getting louder lately, and I don't know how much longer I can keep my eyes closed. I can't look in the mirrors at night or she will get me. During the day it's quiet, I never see her but I can always feel her around. She can't get me in the daytime. Tonight was much harder than last, as my resistance has weakened. I could feel her in the mirror across from my bed. I knew she was staring at me, I could feel her eyes burning on my skin. Open your eyes, just take one little peep. I ignored her and rolled over on my bed towards my door. MJ, it was my mom's voice, she always impersonated mom when I ignored her. Open your eyes for mommy dear, let me see those pretty eyes. When I ignored her once more she stayed quiet, and I finally drifted off to sleep. I heard my alarm go off and I kept my eyes closed. It was 5 a.m. and the sun hasn't risen yet. I could feel her presence in the mirror across from my bed again. MJ, just look at me, you hurt me when you ignore me. I sat up in bed, eyes still closed. I'm going to skin you if you don't look at me. She said it quietly. You can't touch me if I don't look at you. I informed her. She knew threats didn't work on me. Just you wait, I'll have your skin soon. The sun started rising and I felt her presence leave by the second. I don't know where she went when the sun was up, but sometimes I can still feel her around the house. She stopped following me to work when she realized it was boring and she couldn't get to me anyways. I got ready for the day, finally able to open my eyes, and left the house. My day usually goes by fast, I bask in the ability to spend my day relatively safe, but when I get home I only have a few hours before I have to close my eyes again. She wasn't always in my life. She started appearing around my 16th birthday, I'm 25 now. She is a constant pattern in my life and I've figured out how to live around her. I get home from work, make dinner while there's still light out, watch some TV, take a shower, close my eyes at 5 and go to bed at 10. Lately I've been lonely though, it's hard to date when living like this. I suppose I'm never lonely when she's always around. Sometimes we have conversations, but I can only talk to her for so long before she turns to telling me to look at her. One time I made the mistake of asking her if she's ever lived in someone else's mirrors. She said she used to live in a little boy's mirror, he was named Danny and he was only 8 years old. He survived only 5 months with her before he finally broke down and opened his eyes. She wouldn't tell me what she did to him, but an article on him said it was an animal attack. In his home. How anyone believed that I have no idea. I got home from work and the air felt instantly weird. Something isn't right. I walked into my bedroom and saw that the mirror across from my bed was shattered. Pieces of glass littered the floor. I walked into the bathroom and the mirror in there was shattered too. That's when I heard footsteps in the attic. I've watched enough horror movies, I know how this will probably end, but I couldn't stop myself. I grabbed a flashlight from the drawer in the kitchen and headed towards the door to the attic. I slowly pulled it open and smelled a terrible smell almost like rotten eggs. Making my way up the stairs I shone the light at the top. I took the last step and looked ahead of me, nothing. I turned around and I froze. In front of me was the back wall of my attic but instead of a wall, it was one long mirror, standing in the middle was her. I told you I'd get you to look at me, MJ. And now, you can't look away, you're all mine. The corners of her mouth turned into a wide smile that stretched to her ears. Her teeth were sharp and decayed. I couldn't move, I couldn't speak, I could barely breathe. I watched her lift her hand and place it on her chest. I felt myself place my hand on my own as well. She curled her hand and it punctured her chest wall while my own did the same. I heard the sound of my hand squishing my skin and flesh. I felt my heart in my hands and the pain that radiated through my body. My face stayed frozen and looking, but I felt it all. She curled her hand around her heart and yanked it out with such force it sprayed blood everywhere and I realized it was mine that sprayed the blood. She smiled as she brought the heart to her mouth and devoured it in one bite, and I felt the blood trickle down my chin. All I could do was chew. "You taste good, MJ, as I knew you would." I blacked out at the last word and felt myself drift into a peaceful slumber. I watched as she put her boxes on the floor by her bed. I've been watching her for a few days now. She was very beautiful. She had soft tanned skin that I so badly wanted to taste. It was 4 p.m. now. I can't wait to see her reaction when I speak to her, and when she turns her eyes to the mirror, I'm going to claw them out of her pretty head.